Hey, family. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious, Christ-centered church committed to the community. We are unashamedly Black and unapologetically Christian. And here I am again on the Region's Choice and the People's Voice with your afternoon affirmation. So let's get started. Her name is Sarah Hensley, and she's 10 years old and in the third grade. Sarah just won the prestigious Nicholas Maxim Award for Penmanship for Cursive Writing for 2019 in Maryland. The award comes with a trophy and $500 in prize money, along with another $500 in educational materials for her school. I need to tell you that Sarah was born in China and adopted at 6 years old. She could only speak and write in Mandarin when she arrived in America, but she picked up English fairly easily. I also need to tell you that she didn't learn to write in cursive writing until about a year ago. Oh, but I also really need to share with you that Sarah was born without hands. You heard me. This 10-year-old girl who just won this prestigious penmanship award for cursive writing that came with a trophy, came with $500 in prize money and another $500 for educational materials for her school, was born without any hands. Her adopted mother tells that she elected herself to not have or use prosthetic hands. She has developed a strategic thinking mind because she has to plan and strategize how she will take on any task that she undertakes in her young life, and she usually is successful. And because of her determination to overcome any and every adversity, she not only won a trophy, not only won a $500 prize for herself, but she won another $500 for her school. In other words, her belief in herself blessed other students in her school. Look what can happen when we have faith in ourselves. In fact, I need to tell you that another little girl last year in 2018, a Black girl living in Virginia who was in third grade, who was also born without any hands, won the award for her penmanship in cursive writing. This little girl's name is Ananya Ellick, and her mother tells that she is basically independent, from tying her shoes to putting on clothes, getting baths, always saying, "Mama, I can do it." I lift these two little girls up on this day, hoping that their initiative, their ingenuity, and their inventiveness will not only inspire you, but energize you. I hope their example will not only move your heart, but motivate your mind and spirit to strive to be better and do better. I really hope their desire and determination will deposit some drive in you to develop that dream in you, to live out a divine destiny that was born in you. In other words, I hope their lives are a lesson to not let life's limitations limit you from living a life of great expectations. These two little girls embody the words of Jesus in John 14 when he told his disciples these words, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." If two girls in the third grade who were born without any hands can both win the top prize in penmanship for cursive writing, then what is your excuse for not achieving your goals? What is your excuse for not obtaining your objective? What is your excuse for not realizing your dreams? Jesus' words can be seen in the lives of these two little girls, born without any hand, but who didn't let those limitations limit their aspirations. So I ask you today for the final time, what's your excuse? So make it a great day. Be encouraged, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary. God bless you.